It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She's still in Switzerland. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. I'm good. Thank you very much.
Is that even right? Are you still there?
I'm still in Switzerland, but not for long.
Okay.
So no worries. Things are somehow developing. Today, I wanted to speak about a special case in France. I think in the past we have talked sometimes about violence against women, domestic violence, and I think while it's sometimes good, of course, to talk about such a topic in a general way, there is right now a case that allows us to discuss that on a more specific way. And it's the case of a woman called Valérie Bacot, who is going to be on trial for murder this week. It's going to be probably a week-long trial. It is a story that, in all honesty, is almost difficult to believe. Not to believe her, but it's difficult to believe that such stories are even possible. She was raped at the age of 12 by a man called Daniel Paulette, who was her father-in-law. And that happened under the eyes and supervision of a mother that didn't seem to care much about it. He was, after a few years, he was in the 90s, he was jailed for incest. But after 2 years and a half, he basically returned to their home and continued exactly there where he left it. So that raised, of course, the first question: how is it even possible in a civilized society that one would first have only 2 years and a half to think about such a crime, but second, to also be allowed to go back without anybody, no judge, no lawyer, no neighbor, no friend, no family, wondering if that would be a good idea to let him go back in that home. In fact, he did what he was supposed to do in his head, and he continued. Later, he forced her to marry him when she got pregnant with 17. They had 4 children, but all of this under abuse, on beating her, humiliating her, threatening her of killing her if she would not do what he wanted her to do. Literally 25 years of suffering. And at one point, thinking that he wanted to retire, and but he needed some money, he decided that he was going to prostitute her. So he did that in his car that he transformed with a mattress in a place to meet other men. He also was not bothered if men were getting a little violent, or if you know, she was suffering out of it. This was for that man absolutely no no concern. As a matter of fact, he continued to beat her, he continued to threaten her if she was not exactly complying with what he wanted her to do. In 2016, after having had an encounter with a man that was especially violent, when this client left, she took a gun that he always had in the car to basically defend himself if needed, and killed him. She hid the body with the help of her children, thinking that she could not go to prison at that moment because her children were still very young and were needing her. What is extremely interesting, though, is that today she does think that she needs to be punished for what she did, and she sees that as the normal result of having taken the life of another human being. That stays also a little bit in the line of her during those 25 years, always thinking that she was deserving what she was getting, that everything he was saying was true, and that she didn't deserve any better life. All she was trying was just to cope with the situation, and in her head try to protect her children. This is when also maybe something happened in her head, when her own daughter turned 14, and he was getting then some interested in her daughter, and that was maybe also something that she could not have accepted, and could explain why all of a sudden on that day she took that gun and did justice herself. The question in this trial will be about premeditation. And it's very complicated in France because, on the contrary of other countries, in case of a murder, it is not really taken into consideration what she went through before. She simply murdered someone, and that is the bottom line. But in a case like this one, where so many people are trying to help her, have put signatures together in order to see if there is any possibility to not go to prison for life, there will be probably other consideration. For example, why was the French society so indifferent to what was happening to her? Apparently, everybody knew. The neighbors, families, everybody, the children even went 2 times to the police in order to explain that their father was a very violent man, and they were simply brushed away, they were sent away, and the police officer just said, well, if she has anything to say, if your mother has anything to say, then she should come herself, not taking into consideration at all the fact that she was like a prisoner, that if she would have left her home, she would have had to explain where she went and what would have happened then when she would have come back home, what would have happened to her children, which were the most important thing in her life. So there was a kind of indifference coupled with maybe a certain form of of deep ignorance in what domestic violence even means. As a matter of fact, this year in France, at least 55 women have been killed by a current or a former partner. This is by all means one of the highest rates in Europe and cannot possibly be taken as yet another number. It means a lot. Violence against women means a lot. And this case is also going to be an example of how much society and how much the legal system wants to hear to women like her who went literally through hell. Another case in France some time ago made the same headlines, and it was about a woman called Jacqueline Sauvage, who was also abused for 47 years, I believe, by her husband. And she was raped as well. She was beaten. Her daughters were also beaten. And her son was abused by her husband. And at one point, he committed suicide. The day after, she shot her husband, and she went to prison for that. And in spite of all those reasons, she was just handled like any other murder. But in her case, President Hollande at the time, she received a pardon from him, and that made, of course, the situation very different. We don't know exactly what will happen in the case of Valérie Bacot this week, but I think that it's going to be very difficult and complicated not to understand the circumstances and the life this woman has gone through under the indifference of the entire society around her. And as her lawyer wrote, she killed him, but she was not a murderer. She was the victim. And this, I think, is going to be proven or not this week during trial.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.